Gene McGarry, Scott Murray on sports, and meteorologist David Finfrock. Live, this is Texas News 5 at 10.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us.
And we begin tonight by welcoming my new co-anchor, Mike Snyder, to the 6 and 10 o'clock news.
It is wonderful to be here. I've been here for 12 years. It feels like coming home, and I hope to be here at least another 12.
Very glad to have you on the set,
Mike. I'm glad to be here.
Our top story tonight, H. Ross Perot has changed his mind.
Wow.
That was 1992 when they first paired Mike Snyder with Jane McGarry, and they became Jam, Jane and Mike. And last night, Mike Snyder said goodbye. Now, he's not leaving Channel 5. He is just leaving the 10 o'clock newscast. He'll still work the 5 and 6. And here in a little bit, we're going to let you hear his emotional goodbye and the very awkward exchange between he and Jane.
You guys are being very unfair about this. It's an emotional and touching moment.
You've already heard it. We played it in the ODEC. And for those who haven't heard it, you'll hear it again coming up here in a little bit.
No, I was talking about his illness. How bad? I mean, do they think he could be treated?
He's not ill and he's not dying. He's just moving from the 10 o'clock to just the 5 and 6.
And that can be fatal when you do that?
No.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, in defense of George, if you listen to this audio that we're about to play here in a little bit, you are led to believe that he has maybe 2 weeks left on this earth.
Yeah. And, of course, the way Jane is crying, it sounds like, you know, she's hearing a deathbed confession.
But before you hear that gold, we wanted to do a little bit of a walk down memory lane as we look back at Mike Snyder's almost 20 years anchoring the 10 o'clock with Jane McGarry and some of the awkward moments.
All right, and this first one, I don't even remember this, but Mike Soroy is telling us that it's Mike Snyder getting confused on poinsettia, the pronunciation of poinsettia.
To basketball, the Mavericks saw a lot of Kobe Bryant last night. Kobe led all scorers with 33, including that sweet slam-a-jamma right there. Dallas with a big lead. Lakers came back to tie, but late in this one, Jason Terry nails the three. The Mavericks have all the right moves late, and so does this big guy. Mavs win it 110-101. How did he get his head to do that? Everything was jiggling last night.
I wasn't looking at his head.
Yeah, that's not the purpose there. Those are the maniacs.
Okay, poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
How creepy is that? First of all, Jane is always one comment away from making everything sexual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was she looking at?
I wasn't looking at his head. And then Mike Snyder seems like a non sequitur to me. Just all of a sudden, poinsettia. He'd completely lost it.
He must have, in that sports report, talked about the poinsettia bowl.
I guess
must
so.
Have been, yeah.
Right? Why else would he bring that up?
Yeah.
Now here's where this Mike Snyder proving that he is Ron Burgundy, and this is once again I have to defend him on this because he's reading a teleprompter, which is his primary job is to read the teleprompter, and someone mistyped the word person, and Mike just reads it as it's written.
A Watauga police officer fired over his personal website on MySpace.com won his job back today. But then, in a strange twist, Jason Reddick got suspended just 30 minutes after getting his job back. NBC5's Scott Gordon joins us now with his story. Scott? All right, earlier this evening we told you about a Watauga police officer who had been fired, then rehired for something found on a website. Well, we put the wrong Perone's picture during the introduction to that story, and another mistake there. The wrong person's story, picture up with that story, and we apologize for that error.
Have you guys ever heard of that term, the wrong Perone?
No.
We put the wrong Perone's name up there.
I'm Perone. Mike Snyder?
And then remember the creepy story that Mike did about some guy who had approached some woman in a laundromat, and Mike just couldn't let the story go without repeating what the perpetrator had said to this very scared woman.
Now, live, this is NBC5 News at 10.
Investigators are trying to track down a pervert who exposed himself to a woman in an apartment complex laundry room in Grapevine. Police say the man walked in on a 21-year-old woman around 8:30 Friday night, pulled down his pants, and asked, "Do you want some of this?" The woman ran away.
So gratuitous!
Pervert, the way he said it.
That's a producer that's pranking Mike, right? Watch, I'll get him to say all this.
Do you want some of those?
Did you guys find the checkbook? You got the love.
Okay.
Do we have that?
All the love needed.
I couldn't find it in my computer. I don't know if they found it in there.
There was worse than...
No luck yet.
Okay.
The problem was...
Jam Happy Talk was the worst.
Yes. Yeah. They were horrible with each other in Happy Talk. But then when they had the addition of Nui, and Mike felt...
They tried to go street.
That mm-hmm. Mike felt that he was way too white. Not Nui, but Mike himself was way too white, and he tried to start talking jive with Nui, as if that's the only language Nui can understand. Is jive. And he had that awkward get out your checkbook
thing. Where's the love?
Couldn't find that, but this is a Nui moment. Let's take a listen at this.
17 people participated. I finished fourth.
Don't be trying those skills out on the way home, Nui. Thanks.
You got the attitude, dog.
Yes, he does.
It's not the holidays.
Ah! So bad. Ah! Don't be trying.
So bad.
And Jane sounds, they both sound like really out of touch grandparents trying to talk young.
Yeah, right.
So this.
Let's play that again.
17 people participated. I finished fourth.
Don't be trying those skills out on the way home, Nui. Thanks.
You got the attitude, dog.
Yes, he does.
It's not the holidays.
That's like when you were a kid and you had a black friend and you took him home to meet your grandparents, and the grandparents thought the only way this black kid can understand me is if I speak jive.
Right. Don't be trying no skills out.
You got the attitude, dog.
Yes, he does.
Jeez.
Yes, he does. All right, and now this isn't a Mike Snyder one since we don't have the checkbook one.
Checkbook.
I thought I would play another Channel 5 awkward thing. Would you like that?
Sure.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me find it. Here you go. See if you can identify the mistake in this story. This is Lindsay Wilcox.
Just days before Christmas, we have another toy recall to tell you about. Planet Toys says tests have revealed its CS fingerprint examination kit, examination kit include asbestos. Those kits are now being pulled off store shelves. Toy Watchdog Group called for the stores to stop selling the kits 3 weeks ago.
Okay,
I didn't
hear
anything.
I didn't hear anything.
No, either. I didn't either.
I thought there was a blueprint there, but apparently there wasn't.
In there.
But that was just a stand-in for the checkbook one that is gone missing. So then last night, Mike Snyder ends his run as the 10 p.m. news anchor, along with Jane McGarry, that had gone for almost 20 years. And it does sound like he's retiring. It is very awkward because he is going to be on the 5 and 6, but they gave him like 3 full minutes to talk about this last night.
Can we preface this by saying this was not his decision? He was demoted. I don't think
unfortunately for him,
nobody's cheering that he was demoted or anything like that, but they took him off the 10. He kind of twists it, though, and it makes it sound like he did it for family reasons, and then it gets really sappy and really awkward with Jane.
It was my last regular appearance here on NBC 5 News at 10. I'm not leaving, but as I approach my 30th anniversary here, I have reached a new agreement with NBC to continue anchoring the 5 and 6 o'clock newscasts Monday through Friday evenings right here. This will be the 20th year of my partnership with Jane, a record for co-anchor sharing the news desk here in North Texas, and I have enjoyed every minute by your side. As you know, I have had a long-running involvement in philanthropy here in North Texas, and this new agreement will allow me more time to continue doing those things that make a difference in our community. This new schedule will also allow me to explore some other interests while allowing me to continue helping NBC 5 provide the best and most comprehensive news coverage in North Texas. But most importantly, though, this new schedule will allow me the privilege of doing something very important. I will, for the very first time in my television career, be able to have dinner with my family. I will be able to attend my daughter's soccer games, harp recitals, and for the very first time, I'll be able to join Indian princesses. And with girls 7 and 9 years old, you know how important those things can be.
Those things are a beating.
I have been privileged to work here at NBC 5 for the past 29 years and honored to share this anchor desk with Jane for the past 19 of those years. But I reserve the highest honor for you, allowing me into your home at 10 o'clock every night and trusting NBC 5 to bring the important news of the day to you. I look forward to seeing you at 5 and 6 o'clock every day. And I thank you so very much for this privilege of serving you.
I speak for all of us here on the night side, Mike. For me, you've been a great friend. It has been a privilege to work with you You are truly a great newsman with enormous passion for what you do. We're going to miss you, but your girls are going to love it.
I love you, Jane.
I love you.
Thank you so much.
What are you doing?
So uncomfortable.
You do news. You're not a policeman saving lives. You just do news.
And you're not leaving. You're going to see Jane today and tomorrow and the next day. That's so awkward.
But seriously, though, dude, thank you for putting me number one and saving that honor for me.
Allow him a because nice, you're right. Touching final statement.
You're right. I have allowed you to enter my home every night. And for 20 years.
I've never seen so much eye rolling as you two guys
because
when you're listening to
this. So
sappy.
Thing. And I got news for you, Mike. Those Indian princess campouts, those things are a beating, man. You are in for a whipping of the highest order.
And if that was your primary, and if that was really your primary goal and your primary interest, you would have gone to Channel 5 a long time ago and said, take me off the 10. I got to be with my family. But it wasn't until you got demoted that suddenly the family went to the top of the list.
Looking at the upside.
What a sappy. Raise the American flag and family standard.
Let me ask you this. What does Jane do over there? Does she not do the 5 or the 6? Just the 10?
I don't know. She said she was on the night side.
Yeah, okay. I think What's she that? Misspoke there.
I always thought
like
she did.
All of us here on the night side.
I always thought she did the 5 or the 6 and the 10. So won't they still be working together?
Yes, they'll still be working together. But
they won't be jamming together at 10.
Yeah, at 10, they won't be working together. And so that's very emotional.
Can we hear it again? Just the I love yous?
Okay, why did he say that? He completely ruins it by saying that at the end and making it sound like a cheap soap opera.
Enormous passion for what you do. We're going to miss you, but your girls are going to love it.
I love you, Jane.
I love you.
Thank you so much, Jane.
What are they thinking?
Do it!
What are they thinking?
Do it!
Stop!
Yeah. It has been a privilege to work with you. You are truly a great newsman.
These players.
With enormous passion for what you do. We're going to miss you, but your girls are going to love it.
I love you, Jane.
I love you.
And there's such hang time after he says, I love you, Jane.
She's like, oh, crap, I got to say it back.
I love you, too.
Why would he say that? She just brought up his girls. Why couldn't he just say, I'm going to really enjoy spending
time?
That's
why all these news anchors, they just
That's what disturbs me about it, is that she had brought it back around to his family, but he was having none of it at that moment. No. He was staring right into her eyes and was saying something that had been building for 19 years. He finally was able to confess his love to her in front of the whole world. He's pulling out all the stops.
And
he's
the way,
going for broke here.
And the way she says it back to him, it's like she also wanted to say it, but was uncomfortable because they're on camera, but
right.
She still says it.
But your girls are going to love it.
I love you, Jane.
I love you.
The lowest moment in television news in Dallas-Fort Worth. Name another one.
It might
one.
Be. It might
Name
be.
Name another one.
Snoopy Dog.
What about when she said Snoopy Dog?
Not even close.
But get out your checkbook.
Not even close. Not even close. Not even close.
Oh,
nothing
great.
Can come close to
yes,
that.
Yes, yes, yes.
The way he's,
not even that.
The way he's laughing right before at her little cute little comment about her girls loving it.
And were they holding hands?
I love you, Charlie.
The way he got serious all of a sudden.
And used her name.
Right.
You've been a great friend. It has been a privilege to work with you. You are truly a great newsman with enormous passion for what you do. We're going to miss you, but your girls are going to love it.
I love you, Jane.
I love you.
Thank you so much.
No.
Again, we'll be back here tomorrow.
Wait, sure what? You'll be back here tomorrow?
Yep. Wait, so one of them isn't dying. They're not leaving for good.
No.
They'll be back tomorrow.
What?
How do you end a tearful goodbye with that? We'll see you here tomorrow.
Absolutely amazing.
Oh, it's classic audio. That was from Channel 5's 10 p.m. newscast last night. It was Mike Snyder's last 10 p.m. newscast, and I feel for the guy.
Oh, shut up. You do not.
You guys are being jerks about it, but it was a...
You just played it 33 times.
Yes, because I want to raise awareness of his great
what a sap
run.
He is. What a blowhard he is. All right, up next, it's the biggest show coming to town.
If you are a Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket...